Drive to Pit Stop 3, Bell County Tourism Commission. Here's how. Drive through four lights, look for the commission on your left and parking on your right.
Middlesbrough had a grand beginning. It was named for the Iron City of the English Midlands. Wealthy investors hoped this town would become an Iron City of Appalachia. By 1890, investors obtained 100,000 acres around the town and cut a long train tunnel under Cumberland Gap. They built luxurious homes and attracted thousands of people.
A Scotsman by the name of Alexander Arthur was working over Newport, Tennessee for a lumber company east of here. And the lumber company sent him into this area to see if it was feasible to get a railroad system over to the East Coast so they could tap into the natural resources in the area of coal and iron, wood. And while he was here, he saw that they had the resources of iron ore and coking coal and limestone all necessary to make steel. So he got the vision of making this valley a Pittsburgh of the South. And with his English connections, he got in touch with the Baring Brothers Bank in London. And they sent some engineers over and agreed that this would be an excellent location for a major investment. So they made available to Arthur and this group of Englishmen, they called themselves the American Association, a credit line that would be equivalent to $1.5 billion today to start this town. So in 1888, they staked out Cumberland Avenue. That's the main thoroughfare through town, 100 feet wide, just like you see it today. Then all the streets parallel to Cumberland Avenue were given English names, like Dorchester and Winchester and Ilchester, and all the streets perpendicular were numbered. So the town was actually designed and laid out before anyone really lived here. There were just scattered farms. Mostly of it was swampland.
By the close of the 19th century, two events killed Arthur's dream. A financial crisis in 1893 dried up investments, and iron deposits were found not to be as rich as other sites in America. As you can see today, however, the swamp did not take back Middlesbrough.
Park in front of the American Association building. Ask about the historic canal walk, Historical Society Museum, and the Coal House display. Pause audio now.